Number 34 is practice gratitude. This is similar to unloading your mind before you go to sleep. It's actually a piece of that. It's the idea of maybe you were raised to say your prayers before bedtime and give thanks to the things that happened throughout the day. Or you have a gratitude journal and you sit down and write down the things that you were grateful for that happened throughout the day. And reflecting on that, and whether you do it in the morning or whether you do it in the middle of the day or whether you do it at the end of the day before you go to sleep is not so great a deal. It's a matter of taking some time and reflecting on what you are grateful for throughout your day. And there's a power in this of health, and there's a piece of that that the more we practice that, they actually will have an effect on your cell structure and possibly give you a longer lifespan. Don't know for sure, but I know that it's one of the little pieces that's going to affect you overall for your health and longevity and your well-being. Now, most people are want to look back at their day and say, I'm grateful the sun rose. I'm grateful that I have a job. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. I'm grateful that I had a good cup of coffee. But can you be grateful for some of the more challenging and difficult things that probably occurred throughout your day? Because those are the ones that are going to ultimately beat you up. They're going to be the ones that I'm telling you to unload your mind of before you go to sleep to improve your sleep. So not just write down this upset me, that upset me, but can you look back and say, how can I be grateful, not for what upset me, how can I be grateful for what challenged me today? I use something called the Hero's Journal to do my own goal planning, and they have a set for 3 lines for gratitudes for that day. And I tend to look back and say, okay, well, I've got my supports here, my challenges here. How can I be grateful for what challenged me? What did it teach me? How did it help me grow? How did it affect my life in a way that I can take with me? Because I can't change the fact that it occurred, but I can change the fact that it doesn't have to be something that ruined my day so much as maybe I didn't look at it right. So I challenge you not just to write down the quote-unquote positive things that happened throughout your day. I challenge you to write gratitudes for things that challenged you throughout the day. Maybe you commute. Maybe you're stuck in traffic in the morning. You can look back and say, oh, it was so awful that I was late to work by 15 minutes and I was stuck in traffic and this traffic beat me up. But you may say, but you know what? I couldn't change it. And I thought of Dr. Kyle's lesson 1 and I was able to practice some of my deep breathing in order to help my health. And maybe you thought a little bit about, well, I'm already going to be late. How can I make this productive? Maybe you got a little more productive on your day because you had less time and you had to catch up real quick. Maybe you were stuck in traffic and you couldn't go get fast food for breakfast, and so you fasted a little bit and you had a little caloric restriction. Maybe you found you weren't hungry anyway and it actually assisted in your energy usage and you improved some of your physical health and nutrition. There's all these little pieces that can be from that, because the saying goes, obviously, that hindsight is 20/20. We can look back at things and say, you know, that beat me up then, but really, if I think about it, it had some benefits to me. And I challenge you to look at that. If you're going to practice gratitude, be grateful for what occurred throughout the day and find a way to look back. Because if you don't, it's going to be something that weighs on you and preys on you. And that ultimately is going to bring disease and sickness, and it's going to affect your sleep. And you still unload your mind and you can still write it down. But one of the pieces about unloading it then and practicing gratitude with that is being able to sit down and go, okay, this bothered me today. Why? But what did it do for me? And why does it challenge me? Sometimes we don't see that it's the challenge that we need at the time. So practice gratitude. Write down the things that you really enjoyed. Write down your accomplishments. Be grateful you had the opportunity to make a new friend. You had the opportunity to learn something new. You had the opportunity to make it to work hitting every single green light. What a lovely day. But also look back at the things that bothered you and say, how can I be grateful for that? Because that's True gratitude is being grateful for everything as it is.